There is little feminine about her. She had no chance to develop in that direction. Even after 2 years on the plane, none of us think of her as woman. She is tall, maybe 2 inches under 6 feet. Her eyes are a washed-out blue that often seems vacant, but they become swords of ice when she is thwarted. Her hair is blonde, as much from exposure to the sun. Without continuous attention, it hangs in straggles and strings. Not vain, she keeps it shorter than is stylish. In dress, too, she leans toward the utilitarian. Some first-time visitors are offended because she dresses so masculine, but she leaves them with no doubts that she can handle business. Her role came to her unwanted, but she has made peace with it, has assumed it with stubborn determination. She shows a wisdom remarkable for her age, and for one handicapped as she is. Raven taught her well during those few years he was her guardian. She was pacing when I arrived. The conference room is earth-sided, smoky, crowded even when empty. It smells of long occupation by too many unclean men. The old messenger from Orr was there, so were Tracker and Corder and several other outsiders. Most of the company were present. I finger-signed a greeting. Darling gave me a sisterly hug, asked if I had any progress to report. I spoke for the group and signed for her. I'm sure we don't have all the documents we found in the Forest of Cloud. Not just because I can't identify what I'm looking for, either. Everything I do have is too old. Darling's features are regular. Nothing stands out. Yet you sense character, will, that this woman cannot be broken. She has been to hell already. It did not touch her as a child. She will not be touched now. She was not pleased. She signed, "We will not have the time we thought." My attention was half elsewhere. I had hoped for sparks between Tracker and the other Westerner. On a gut level, I had responded negatively to Tracker. I found myself with an irrational hope for evidence to sustain that reaction. Nothing. Not surprising. The cell structure of the movement keeps our sympathizers insulated from one another. Darling wanted to hear from Goblin and One-Eye next. Goblin used his squeakiest voice.
"Everything we heard is true. They are reinforcing their garrisons. But Corder can tell you better. For us, the mission was a bust. They were ready. They chased us all over the plain. We were lucky to get away. We didn't get no help, either. The Menhirs and their weird pals are on our side, supposedly. Sometimes I wonder. They are unpredictable. They help or don't according to a formula only they understand." Darling was little interested in details of the failed raid. She moved on to Corder. He said,
"Armies are gathering on both sides of the plain, under command of the Taken."
"Taken?" I asked. I knew of only the two. He sounded like he meant many. A chill, then. There is a long-time rumor that the lady has been quiet so long because she is raising a new crop of Taken. I had not believed it. The age is sorrowfully short of characters of the magnificently villainous vitality of those the Dominator took in olden times. Soulcatcher, the Hanged Man, Nightcrawler, Shapeshifter, the Limper, and such. Those were nasty men of the grand scope, nearly as wild and hairy in their wickedness as the Lady and Dominator themselves. This is the era of the weak system.